Lesson 84. Jesus walks on water. Not only could Jesus heal the sick and resurrect the dead, but he could also control the wind and the rain. After praying on a mountain, Jesus looked down at the Sea of Galilee and saw a storm. His apostles were in their boat, struggling to row against the wind. Jesus came down and began to walk on the water toward their boat. When the apostles saw someone walking on the water, they became frightened. But Jesus told them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if it's really you, command me to come to you." Jesus told Peter, "Come to me." So in the middle of the storm, Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But as he got near him, Peter looked at the storm and became afraid. He felt himself starting to sink. Peter shouted, "Lord, save me!" Jesus caught his hand, saying, "Why did you begin to doubt? Where is your faith?" Jesus and Peter climbed into the boat, and immediately the storm stopped. Can you imagine how the apostles felt? They said, "You really are God's son." This was not the only time that Jesus controlled the weather. At another time, when Jesus and the apostles sailed to the other side of the sea, Jesus went to sleep in the back of the boat. While he was asleep, a violent storm came up. Waves crashed into the boat, and the boat filled with water. The apostles woke Jesus up, shouting, "Teacher, we are about to die! Help us!" Jesus got up and said to the sea, "Be quiet." Right away, the wind and the sea became calm. Jesus asked the apostles, "Where is your faith?" They said to one another, "Even the wind and the sea obey him." The apostles learned that if they trusted Jesus completely, they did not need to be afraid of anything. Where would I be if I did not have faith that I would see Jehovah's goodness in the land of the living? Psalm 27:13. Questions. Why did Peter start to sink? What did the apostles learn from Jesus? Matthew 8:23-27 and 14:23-34. Mark 4:35-41 and 6:45-52. Luke 8:22-25 and John 6:16-21.